for now, I mean, as travel grinds forward, I mean, many of the countries opening up, including Dubai, Dubai is betting on a winner again this year, in the sense the prospect of bringing millions of visitors to the Emirate for the what was to be the Expo 2020 that is now aiming for October the 1st, 2021 through March 31st, 2022. And this is the now world famous, the Expo, the Dubai Expo, calling it still the Expo 22. With some specially curated itineraries, the first World Expo to be held in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia, that focuses those who visit the Expo, that is, and takes them through a layout of regionally themed exhibits with circuits based on various interests. Joining us this evening is Nazia Shah, a real estate agent and comparative market analysis expert. Assalamu alaikum, Nazia.
Walaikum salam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, doing well. Nazia, tell us more about Expo 2020 that's going to be held in 2022. I mean, what are some of the goals and themes this year? How would it be different?
Well, the Expo 2020 is actually going to be the first of its kind, which is taking place and will be held in the Middle East. The 2020 Expo was meant to be taking place last year. This is now going to continue, or was postponed over to 2021, which will begin in October 2021, moving over to March 2022. The Expo basically is going to still be hosted by Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. It's a mega international event in terms of size, scale, duration, and visitor numbers. It is a festival and a platform where people from all over the world come together and connect with each other, share ideas, learn, and innovate. And of course, they're also hoping that it's a place where you can come and have fun. But most importantly, if anything, with the amount of preparation and being in Dubai myself, we understand that this is, we are hoping that this, of course, is going to be the World Expo of note, which, of course, Dubai and the world are hoping for.
Nazia, you know, I was going through the website there of the Dubai Expo 2020, yes. And what caught my eye immediately were the different pavilions that were planned. I think 191 countries, which represents, well, a huge chunk of the world population, specific themed, pavilions directed towards countries, and then, other sponsors, etc., their particular pavilions. Those pavilions that are directed towards nations and countries, will it primarily focus on products, or will there be sort of a cultural exposition as well?
So I believe what the target is, or what the aim of the Expo is really having the world's cultures come together in one place to meet and collaborate. This will be over a span of 6 months. So this allows for many different countries to come in, set up their meetings, basically just find this or regard the Expo as one big meeting place in Dubai, where everybody has a bit of their culture in their pavilions. So they represent their pavilions, which are being amazingly put together at this point. The amount of technology and the work that is being put in is just on completely another level. And with that being said, there's 6 months of where different nations then come together to actually collaborate. That's really what it is. It's cultures, it's different cultures coming together on one platform where you network, collaborate. There's different themes that are going to be put together. So all very well organized in a sense of what comes together in one place. That's basically the purpose and the focus of the World Expo 2020.
You know, coming to the preparations of the Expo, Nazia, I mean, look, 191 countries and all of them by way of COVID alert levels, I suppose, very, very different. I mean, you have major players like Turkey, even South Africa for that matter, whose alert levels and travel restrictions are at different levels, either amber, red, or complete no-go zone. You have a major player player like India, which still has ongoing challenges. In the light of the current, situation, and with the expectation of the beginning of the Expo by October the 1st, I mean, how is Dubai expected to meet this particular challenge? We can understand logistical and travel challenges, but by way of entry, by way of visitors, hopefully coming from many parts of the world, what type of measures are in place?
Right. So first and foremost, of course, the entire expo itself is carefully managed in the sense of, most importantly, ensuring that we're almost on around 70 to 80% of Dubai itself being fully vaccinated. That's number one. And of course, the focus has been, in fact, to ensure that that program was put out very, very early in terms of how COVID was handled in the Emirates itself. Now, furthermore, expecting guests and visitors into the expo itself, number one, of course, very, very serious measures are in place, in the sense that, of course, in terms of social distancing, in terms of ensuring all of the necessary precautions are taken, that is, of course, utmost and foremost in terms of planning regarding the necessary face-to-face meetings, etc. A lot of our, at this point as well, the government has put into effect various measures in terms of who would be allowed to visit Dubai, specifically from areas like our own, unfortunately, South Africa at the moment, that is still closed off in terms of visiting the UAE directly if you're not a resident or not fully vaccinated. So this way, there are certain measures in place. Currently, they've just recently announced that anybody that will actually be involved in the expo, either with the pavilion or part of the exhibitions itself, will then now be allowed entry into the UAE from various countries, apart from especially those that have actually been closed off. So specifically at this point, there are measures in place. And as we go along, we know this, the plans are in place to ensure that safety is number one priority. Of course, they will, in fact, look at major virtual connection. So a lot of that will also be very, very virtual, in the sense that with the technology in place from all parts of the world, and the different countries that are going to be at the expo itself with these pavilions. Each pavilion basically has itineraries, themes, and of course now we're in discussion around how we can connect between the different pavilions and, of course, the countries. So the South African pavilion is also very much up and ready. We're off to go, in the sense where we've just recently, 2 days ago, had a final meeting in terms of the space that is involved and available. It's all coming together. We're looking forward to involving a lot of our big brand names and, of course, artists, and bringing in our culture into the Middle East. We're very much looking forward to all of that. And of course, every other country in the world is as well. Like the director of Imar said, we're hoping that this can be a celebration coming from the fact that we've gone through COVID as the world has experienced. Yes, unfortunately, we're not there yet. We're not there yet in terms of that there's COVID's completely disappeared. Of course not. But now everyone, especially now with events, even in Dubai, you will notice that events have continued. They, in terms of capacity, of course, these measures are in place and they are very much enforced. And so would it be at the expo. So in terms of that, there's very, very important measures taking place and implemented, and we are definitely looking forward to a very positive event taking place in October 2021.
Nazia Shah, I mean, before I let you go, I know we will certainly get you back on during the course of, maybe just before October, when the vendors, etc., are finalised and the South African table or contingent or pavilion is more or less ready, for us to introduce that as a nation representation. But thus far, I mean, are there any common South African brands that have indicated that they are ready, they are willing, and have already in the process of sending teams?
Well, at the moment, yes, of course. We have well, there's already confirmation and partnership in terms of the South African Business Council, of which we are members, and we're, of course, very much involved in terms of the planning around the South African Pavilion itself. Currently is handling that with DTI from South Africa. MultiChoice is very much involved, where they are, of course, going to be very present as one of the expo partners, ensuring that that is, in fact, that South Africa has in terms of representation. And, of course, on this side, we're working through, we're working with various different brands that are in touch and, of course, will be revealed as we go along.
Dazia Shah, shukran, jazakumullah khairan. Thank you for joining us on Radio Islam International, and looking forward to further updates as the Expo 2020 proceeds.
Absolutely, and we will most definitely be in touch. As I say, I can definitely then bring on some of our major brands, and of course, definitely we're looking forward to representing the nation.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you so much.